It's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Oh, it's great to have Mac and Gatos on the program. Mm-hmm. It's Friday, so that means towards the end of the show, we're going to bring you gut check time, where we punch each other in the stomach right before we have to answer questions.
That's right.
We'll bring you sounds of the week as we kick off the weekend the right way. Today has been a very busy day, especially in Washington, D.C. There are two huge stories, and we're going to bring them both to you here in the next within the next 20 minutes or so. Why don't we start with this first question? And I know it's a weird question, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Did President Trump invite Ukraine to meddle in the 2020 presidential election?
That's what some people are claiming with this new story that's come out of Washington earlier today about a whistleblower. A whistleblower who is so
within the Trump White House.
Yeah, he was so disturbed by what the president asked a world leader,
Ukrainian president,
that he said, "You know what? I have to file a report. Okay. I'm going to have to file a whistleblower report." And of course, we know the Trump administration has tried to suppress this.
Okay. So, it deals with the 2020 election. It deals with Trump asking the Ukraine, "Can you do this for me?"
Right.
And can you dig up dirt on Joe Biden
and
Joe Biden's son? So here's where we will start.
The Wall Street Journal reports Mr. Trump repeatedly pressured the Ukrainian president to investigate Biden during that discussion.
So they had a discussion. It happened in July. And eight times, apparently, Trump asked the question, "Can you give me some dirt on Joe Biden?
And please talk to my lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Please get me some information."
Asked directly about that conversation earlier in the day, the president wouldn't answer the question.
Did you discuss Joe Biden, his son, or his family with the leader?
It doesn't matter what I discuss, but I will say this. Somebody ought to look into Joe Biden's statement.
Okay. Huh. So what does Ukraine, Joe Biden, and Joe Biden's son have to do with Trump trying to dig dirt up on them?
So,
can you explain that?
Yeah.
But can you explain it well?
Now that is a separate question.
So true. Okay. It's 'cause this is weird, man.
All right. Rudy Giuliani back in June and August met with top Ukrainian officials, including President Zelensky of the Ukraine.
Mm.
And what Giuliani is suggesting is that when Mr. Biden was vice president, when he was in the Obama administration, he was trying to shield an investigation of a Ukrainian gas company that supposedly has ties with Hunter, his son.
Okay.
So what the president is saying, hey, please talk to my lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Please talk to him about, you know, anything you can dig up on this guy. But what's not said is because of the election or because, but we know Biden's running for an election, right?
Of course.
So people are saying, or people are inferring, well, he's obviously trying to get Ukraine to dig up dirt to meddle with the 2020 election.
There are sources that are saying this. And again, is this a scandal? Not yet. Will it be a scandal? I don't know. Sources are saying that Trump tried to tie aid to the Ukraine for the release of political dirt on Biden and his son. So it's a trade. And if this is true, okay, because we don't know if it's true yet.
Yeah, and then other sources are saying it wasn't a quid pro quo thing, but during the same phone call conversation, so you did take that as a, hey, you do this for me, I'll do that for you.
I'll give you aid.
Right.
Can you give me some dirt?
Right.
Sitting in the Oval Office with Australia's Prime Minister, the president struggled to give straight answers about the mysterious government official trying to blow the whistle on Mr. Trump's interactions with a foreign leader.
Okay, so that was today.
The president seemed to invite a Biden inquiry.
Somebody ought to look into that, and you wouldn't because he's a Democrat. The fake news doesn't look into things like that. It's a disgrace.
Reminiscent of Mr. Trump's call on Russia to find Hillary Clinton's emails in 2016.
I will tell you this. Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing.
That was a famous moment in the 2016 election where Trump looked into the camera and asked Russia, of all countries, not our friend, Russia, can you find Hillary's emails?
And send them to me.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
So I think part of what we need to discuss here is that okay? Can you be an American running for office or holding a position in office and ask another country, I need some dirt on this guy. Do you have him? You're asking another country to give you dirt on a fellow American.
If there's any kind of, I shouldn't say reaction, but if it could be proven that any dirt that comes out about Joe Biden provided by the Ukraine, they could make a case that's illegal, that that is not supposed to happen, right? Right. You're not supposed to have another country influence our election.
Right.
We went through this with the whole Russia investigation, okay? But
Trump was never tied to the Russia investigation.
Correct, correct. But that's where we learned
officially,
that.
Officially, if right. he wasn't. What? He wasn't.
He didn't ask. He didn't look. Yeah. He didn't have.
So that turned up to be a whole bunch of nothing.
Right. But what we learned was if another country has an impact on the election or decides the
election. Which Russia did.
But it couldn't be.
Tied to Trump.
Right, right.
Not tied to Trump.
This could be tied to Trump because now you have a if you find records of it, if you find the phone call, if you have the tapes. You know, much like Richard Nixon, where, you know, he erased 18 minutes of stuff. But the point is if you can find a linear, he asked for this, all of a sudden this scandal comes out about Joe Biden and he loses the election, you could make a case that, that Trump did something illegal.
Or, and I'm going to put this out there, because should we know if Joe Biden tried to cover something up as vice president of the United States?
That's another great question. Yeah. Does this then go, it's not about Trump anymore. This is about Joe Biden trying to pull political and international favors for his son.
Use his vice presidency.
Correct.
Now, Trump will say this is oppositional research.
Democrats fear the president or his associates have essentially invited Ukraine to meddle in the 2020 election, not unlike Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting with a Russian attorney at Trump Tower in 2016. In 2017, the president defended his son's actions.
Most people would have taken that meeting. It's called opposition research or even research into your opponent, but it's very standard where they have information and you take the information.
See, this is the part where I think it goes over the line for me.
It goes over the line.
Yeah, it goes over the line. And I'm sure that Democrats have done this. I'm sure that Republicans have done this. We know that Trump asks other countries like Russia. He said it on tape. Did he do it with the Ukraine? I don't know. But, you know, we're each other's enemies. Like Republicans are and Democrats, they're enemies. They hate each other. And what they really should be doing and what they did in the past is work together. They don't have to like each other. They don't have to like everything about the meetings that they have or the positions that they have. But at least they work towards having to like a better country. But now it's just like, what kind of crap can I get on you? And I'm going to try and get more dirt on you. And I'm not going to ask people here in America. I'm going to go around the world. What can you give me? What can you give me my opponent?
It's
and that's a little sickening.
We almost celebrate the fact, ooh, scandal. Ooh, we found out he's got a child out of wedlock. But yet, if another country were to come up with this information, then we'd all be outraged. How dare you? How dare you try to ruin our election? It's so hypocritical.
Coming up next, the other part of what's happening in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, you have a very interesting tie with this next story that you came up with earlier today.
Well, it's a conspiracy theory. You have this, whatever you want to call it, with Trump and Ukraine and trying to get dirt on Biden. Did the president send troops, or he is going to send troops to Saudi Arabia? Did he announce that because this Ukrainian thing and the Biden thing's getting too hot? Is he trying to get people off that
story
and onto something else? We'll talk about it next.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos.
Drive home informed and entertained. Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos on KTAR News 92.3 FM.
All right, so about 10 minutes ago, we just wrapped up talking about the news today that there is more information about this whistleblower claim in the Trump administration saying that I overheard a conversation of Donald Trump talking to the Ukraine President Zelensky.
Somebody in the White House listened to it, and what?
They were so disturbed by Donald Trump's, I guess, the quote is promise, but I don't know, we don't know what that means.
Promise to the Ukraine.
That they wanted information, or Donald Trump wants information on Joe Biden and Joe Biden's son with some kind of gas and oil deal through the Ukraine and when Joe Biden was vice president. Okay, so we just finished talking about that. This next story dovetails into this. Earlier today, about an hour ago, there was a hastily, I guess, organized press conference, and guy comes to the podium at the White House and says that Donald Trump has approved a modest deployment of American troops to Saudi Arabia.
Breaking news, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the Secretary of Defense, in a hastily arranged news conference,
well,
are about to make a major announcement.
All right, that's Blitz Wolfer. And the announcement came from Mark Esper, okay? He is, I think, the
Secretary of Defense.
Okay.
As the president has made clear, the United States does not seek conflict with Iran. That said, we have many other military options available should they be necessary.
And part of the press conference was making, you know, an announcement. And I'm going to get it for you right here. That announcement is that, I don't have it right here, but, oh, here it is. The announcement, I'll just say it since I can't find it. The announcement is we're sending troops to Saudi Arabia, and they're going to, you know, kind of guard the oil fields, I guess.
We don't know.
Because of what happened. Iran
right.
sent a drone, and it blew up some of the oil, mm-hmm. right? And so that makes our gas prices in America go up.
Yeah.
So now, a few days later, we're seeing that the president says, okay, we're going to send you troops, and we're going to send you some technology.
Right. Okay, so let's think about this. Iran, supposedly, we don't know yet, but we think Iran sent a drone over to Saudi Arabia and attacked an oil refinery.
Right.
That causes mass panic in the international community, right? So the U.S., the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia says, United States, can we please have some help here? So we knew that there was something on the table, but it's interesting that it's a hastily organized late afternoon into evening on the East Coast
Friday
announcement
yeah.
that we're sending troops to Saudi Arabia, but they don't know how many, they don't know exactly, or they won't tell us what they're going to do, and we don't know when they're coming back.
So we've seen this trick before used by other presidents. Bill Clinton did this. We'll tell you what he did in a second. But it sounds to me like President Trump did not like what he was hearing.
And the press, or the, remember, he was with the Australian Prime Minister, and the press started grilling him
right.
today, he didn't answer very well.
No, the president didn't like what he was hearing about the news reports of him talking to Ukraine's president, saying you need to investigate Biden and his son, and that, you know that Trump watches that.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
he
yeah.
sees that, and, you know, there's some people, and I may be one of them. You know, did he just pull this out and say, we need to change what people are talking about?
If you want people to change the conversation, you change
you
the
something.
Conversation.
So let's send some troops to Saudi Arabia. Because it didn't seem like that was the plan before today.
And again,
so do you just come up with that
well, see,
to
that's,
derail people
that's
from
the,
talking about what could be a scandal with him trying to get Ukraine, give me some dirt on Biden, I'll send you guys aid.
That's the hastily... That's where this conspiracy theory is coming. We don't know if it's true or not, but it
well,
seems...
Well, it's my conspiracy theory.
Right,
I just,
right, right.
I threw it out there. I don't
right.
know if it's true or not.
Right, but when you take all the different parts and put them together, hastily called,
right.
not many details,
yes.
late on a, you know, it was 6, 7 o'clock East Coast time.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, doesn't it look like a news dump to change the conversation away from the Ukraine and Biden stuff?
So if this is true... We could just say that President Trump took a page out of President Bill Clinton's handbook. Explain that.
You could in the fact that when the Monica Lewinsky scandal would I mean, it just exploded, really.
Of course.
He allowed a missile
he
to be...
He called for it.
Right, right.
He ordered it.
Ordered it. Thank you. He ordered a missile to bomb an aspirin factory, an empty aspirin factory in Afghanistan.
And what I don't remember
and
what
so,
he said it was.
Well, that could that
have
it was,
said there were terrorists there,
right?
Or
exactly,
like that. You lie,
right. That why would you just bomb something that doesn't have anybody? Well, it could have housed terrorists. It could have housed somebody, but it changed the news cycle to get off of the Monica Lewinsky scandal.
Right.
And now, are we fighting terrorists overseas? What is this country called Afghanistan? It worked.
It did
for a time, and then we know the rest
went
of the
right back to it. Right,
right. We know that. But there is all kinds of possibilities that, yes, this is what Trump did mm-hmm. because he doesn't like negative attention on himself. And what do you do when you're caught with your hand in the cookie jar? You first deny it, which he did, and then you start making excuses or, well look what happened over there. Divert, and then deny.
Well, his own lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, when talking about the Ukraine issue.
Did you ask the Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden?
No, actually, I didn't.
You never asked anything about Hunter Biden. You never asked anything about Joe Biden.
The only thing I asked about Joe Biden is to get to the bottom of how it was that Lutsenko, who was appointed,
right,
dismissed the case against Antac.
So you did ask Ukraine to look into Joe Biden?
Of course I did.
Wait a minute.
That's amazing.
Not even 30 seconds went by. Wait a minute.
It was 19 seconds. No, I didn't do it. Yes, I did.
Well, of course I did.
Yeah. Okay. We'll watch this Ukraine story and Trump allegedly trying to get dirt on Biden and his son. Certainly we'll watch troops going to Saudi Arabia. But I don't know if the Trump-Biden, you know, Ukraine thing is a scandal yet. I don't think you can call it a scandal.
Not yet.
All right.
But it's certainly weird timing today of all that's happened. That's for sure.
Coming up next, we've got gut check time. Plus, we'll kick off the weekend with the sounds of the week.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Hey! All right, it is that time, end of the show, Friday night. In a few minutes, we're going to kick off the weekend the right way with the sounds of the week.
Oh, the fun and frivolity, the good, the bad, the ugly of the previous week. We condense down into 2 minutes for your listening pleasure and proving we're jackwagons.
But first,
it's gut check time with Mac and Gatos.
All right, Mac, I've got a story from the news that I have pulled. You have not seen it.
Okay.
Give you a little information about it, and then I'm going to need your gut check on this story. Each year, Julia and her co-workers celebrate a slightly odd anniversary. They mark the day in 2012 that she first left a tub of pineapple cottage cheese in the employee fridge at work. 7 years later, that pineapple cottage cheese in the employee fridge at work is still there.
Wait a bit. No way.
Every year.
That's a biohazard.
On this day.
Yeah.
Her coworkers, they gather around the fridge. And they take a photo with the cottage cheese container. They think it's really funny. 7 years.
They think it's really funny.
Mac,
it stinks.
Mac, your gut check.
Uh-huh.
What memento have you kept around for years for some weird reason?
Oh, you know what it is? In 1976, we were celebrating our bicentennial. The country was celebrating our bicentennial.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother gave me special coins of celebrating the bicentennial. Every woman I have ever dated and or married has asked, why do you keep these things? And I say, because I like them.
Hmm.
They don't understand the value. I mean, they don't have any value particularly. It's not like a wooden nickel or something like that. They don't understand. My grandmother gave them to me. I remember the bicentennial. I really think they're cool, yet I get scoffed. Ha! Mocked for keeping them.
That's a terrible story. I'm even sorry I asked.
You know what? You're bringing up bad memories. Thanks.
Mac and Gatos. Gut check.
All right, Gatos, I need your gut check on this story. During the evening after his bachelor party, Cameron Fisher was so nauseous from a hangover that his fiancée, Caitlin, decided they should skip their own rehearsal dinner to go to the emergency room. So they went to an ER outside of Denver, Colorado. A blood test confirmed that Cameron was dehydrated, so they hooked him up to saline, 2 liters of saline. Stat! It took about 30 to 45 minutes to go through it all. Cameron said he felt great on his wedding day, but his stomach was back in knots when he got the bill. $12,000.
Oh.
Including a $7,644 facility fee, $700 for 2 bags of saline, and charges for tests he said he didn't even know were ordered.
Did he have Obamacare?
Oh, your gut check. If you're Caitlin, do you divorce this guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, get rid of him.
Now you're already in debt.
There you go.
I think it's a terrible way to start a marriage.
I think it is, too.
And, you know, why do you
He's
have
costing to, you money, Caitlin.
Why do you have to go to the hospital? Why don't you just drink some water? You would have saved $7,000. Sorry, $12,000.
Yeah, 12 grand. Can you believe that?
Yes.
He's trying to fight it, and guess what? The hospital says, so sad, too bad.
There are ways to fight this kind of stuff.
Yeah, right.
And
but the hospital said, hey, look, you're the one that came here.
Yeah, if like you're like out of network or something like that, you almost have to ask.
Oh, yeah.
This insurance card I'm going to give you, is it going to work?
Right.
But at that point, you're so nauseous and you're puking your brain.
And ask every test, what is this for? Why do I need this?
But you almost don't care if you're that sick.
Okay.
You care later.
You know, she needs a good lawyer.
She needs a good husband.
No, she's getting divorced. She's going to dump that loser. All right, gut check. Brought to you by The Joint Chiropractic. If you're in pain right now, The Joint can help. Text the word JOINT to 411-923.
All right, that'll do it for the show. Want everybody to have a great weekend. Remember, Monday, 5:15, our monthly exclusive interview with Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, where we'll ask him the question, are we lightweight losers?
I am dreading the answer, but I'm going to be here anyway. Until next time.
Oh, it's great to have Mac and Gatos on the show.
The Sounds of the Week brought to you by Blue Sky Pest Control.
Better technicians, better service, and Rosie certified. Schedule today at blueskypest.com.
Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Penzone joins us for his monthly exclusive interview.
We were seeing something about the Phoenix PD having a hard time recruiting. Part of the reason people can't pass the physical. They're either out of shape. Now, could I pass the test? I'm in softball shape.
No, not every chance. I will save you your time and our money by saying just stand back.
And the embarrassment.
Thank you, Sheriff. Yeah. It is for a female. It is a naughty Mr. Rogers costume.
Sexy Mr. Rogers.
You say sexy, I say naughty.
The Mr. Rogers movie's coming out.
Here he plays that role very sexy in this movie.
No.
No, he does not.
No, of course not.
No, he does not.
Jeez.
No, he does not. Tom Hanks would not.
What do you think, Daniel Tiger? No, that is not happening. Joining us now is Alex Stone. He was not abducted by aliens, but I don't know if he's been probed.
Hello, Earthlings. I have been probed. Now it hurts. They're not storming Area 51. Most of them are way out of shape. 20 miles of desert to get to the gate. The closest gas station is 45 miles away. They sell alien condoms there.
What?
And the slogan on them is better safe than getting cloned.
Oh!